Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Urban art, that includes graffiti, street performances, poetry slams, breakdancing. It's alive and well here in Utah, but it often doesn't get a broad public forum. Enter the Urban Arts Festival. Today on the program, we're going to learn more about urban arts and a new 33,000 square foot home for artistic growth. Joining me in studio is Derek Dyer. He is executive director of the Utah Arts Alliance. Now, that's a nonprofit which promotes art in all forms, and he's also co-organizer of the second annual Urban Arts Festival. Derek, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Kat Palmer. She is a very recognizable photographer and a new tenant of the Arts Hub, which we'll be talking about. And Kat, good morning to you.
Good morning.
If you've got questions about urban art or Salt Lake City's new Arts Hub, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Derek Dyer, I want to start with you. Urban art forms. Define for us what it means, what that term means. What is urban art?
You know, for me, I think of it as any artistic expression that comes from the city, comes from different tools or techniques or inspirations that you would find in the city. So it's not necessarily just hip hop or anything like that, but for me, it's about making the most out of what you have. And in the city, it's a different environment than living in the suburbs or anywhere else. And so that's where we get a really unique artistic expression, I think. And that's where we get these really amazing urban artists, mural artists, things like that. A lot of really unique musical forms, and all of the different things that comes along with that, clothing makers, and then just the interesting style, the dance style that comes out of that, the whole, you know, like breakdancing battles, you know, instead of fighting to get you know, over on your competitors, dance it out, and that's how you resolve your conflicts and things like that. So I think there's a lot of really cool elements to urban style and urban expression. So,
Kat Palmer, what is it for you about living and working in the city that inspires you as an artist?
Oh, I love as a photographer. Salt Lake City is wonderful. The hustle and bustle, the beautiful city lights, the buildings, it's wonderful. And most of my art I shoot within the city with the urban landscape and the dilapidated brick, and right now I'm focusing on the Greenery District, and I've been shooting there a lot this week, and it's so beautiful. I've just discovered these amazing urban landscapes that I never knew existed, just exploring the city and taking my models out there, and I just love the city. So,
Derek, you say urban art is alive and well here in Utah. You don't think of urban art really necessarily and associate mm-hmm. that with Utah in the same sentence. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, you know, we're known for our Red Rock. We're known for the beautiful mountains and skiing and kind of outdoors kind of activities. Mm-hmm. But you say there is a very vibrant urban art scene here.
Yeah, I agree that you might not think of Utah as being big on the urban art scene, but Salt Lake City is sort of the oasis and anomaly within the state where there's amazing art scene. I mean, one of the top art scenes in the country. We're kind of like Austin, you know. Austin is an oasis in Texas of artistic expression and festivals and really colorful, vivid art scenes and things like that. So. I think if you're not familiar with Salt Lake, you might be surprised by that, but we see it all the time. I mean, just at the Arts Hub itself, we have the B-Boy Federation, which is a really popular and active breakdancing organization. They have monthly battles that probably draw 300 dancers. Mm. And it's just really amazing to watch their annual competition. I don't even know, probably over 1,000. So,
It's out there.
Yeah, yeah. And if you just drive around Salt Lake City, you'll see some amazing murals. More and more are going up all the time. Many of them are sanctioned in part by the city, you know. So I think more and more people are starting to appreciate these different art forms and expressions in the city.
Speaking with Derek Dyer, Executive Director of the Utah Arts Alliance, also co-organizer of the Urban Arts Festival, which is being held next Saturday, June 9th, from 11 to 8 p.m. at the Salt Lake City Arts Hub in Salt Lake City. There's more detail on our website, kcpw.org. But if you have questions or comments about urban art, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. I mentioned that the Urban Arts Festival will be held at the Arts Hub, which recently opened in Salt Lake City. Derek, what's the idea behind the Arts Hub?
Well, the Arts Hub is it's sort of a combination of a lot of things. You have artist studio spaces, you have performance space, dance studios, office space for nonprofits, a couple art galleries, workshop areas, a circus tent.
Nice.
A large property to have festivals and things like that on. So that's the short answer of it. The longer answer would be that it's really a place for a community of artists and art appreciators, art lovers to come together and connect with each other. There's a lot of different like studio spaces that you can, you know, maybe rent, or just office spaces that you can rent. But this is a little bit of a different nonprofit business model, if you will. What we really want to do is have a balance of the arts. So we have visual artists, we have performing artists, we have dance artists. We have places for them all to be able to not only work, do business and practice, but also perform and invite the public to come see them perform. So it's really a home for artists in all forms and all mediums, which goes back to our mission, is fostering the arts in all forms. And
Kat Palmer, you're an accomplished photographer. Your studio is now at the Arts Hub, so you're a tenant. What drew you to move your work to this sort of creative environment?
Well, I heard about it in November, and the second you walk in, you just realize what a cool space it is. And we
what makes it cool, though?
Oh, gall. There's just such a good flow to it. Right now, the energy there, there's always movement, there's performances always going on, there's other artists that you can talk with. I mean, it's such a great feeling when you're there at the space. I love being there. And anyone that visits feels that immediately, and they talk about the energy and how cool it feels there. And so we hopped in immediately. I wanted dibs on offices before they were all taken, because I knew as soon as word got out, it would be full. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to pick a really, really great space. We picked four rooms, and we were able to remove a couple walls and make our space bigger. And I don't know, it's just everyone that comes to our space loves it, and they don't want to leave. And so we're just so thankful that we got in before it filled up, because I think there's only three available spaces left there now. It's uh-huh. full almost. And so we love it there. It's great. And not only that, but as an artist, I feel more professional. You know, I do this full time for a living, and I have a studio now that I can just focus on shooting in. They have a space there just for photographers, so I don't have to shoot where I make my art. I have a totally separate space for that. And I've got a conference room that I can utilize, and so I meet with my clients there, and I just feel more professional as an artist and in this space. And so
has the creative vibe there, the energy as you describe it, has that influenced your the way you're approaching your work now in the last few months? Have you noticed that at all?
Yeah, I think it is, because there's just so many artists there to bounce ideas off of and to talk about projects with, and there's just always somebody there. You know, it's such a community of artists and dancers, and it's wonderful. And so we talk about our projects that are coming up, and we really do bounce ideas off of each other of, you know, things that we're working on, things we're doing, and mm-hmm. so...
Speaking with Kat Palmer, the photographer, also Derek Dyer, the executive director of the Utah Arts Alliance. We're talking about the new Arts Hub downtown, as well as the upcoming Urban Arts Festival. Give us a call if you have questions or comments. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. 33,000 square feet, though, Derek. I mean, this is a huge undertaking. How did you finance it?
With a lot of creativity. One thing about being an artist before I became a businessman, taught me how to make things out of nothing. And so that's I guess one way to put it. The Utah Arts Alliance has been around for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing this for a little bit. And so we know what we're doing. We recently had to move out of a space that we've been in for 9 years. And at the same time, we were considering moving our Gray Wall Gallery from Pierpont Avenue. So the timing was just kind of good. Fortunately, Salt Lake City Redevelopment Agency was able to work with us on getting this property and getting the buildings, and they've been amazing to work with.
Did you have major renovation to do?
We have done some pretty large renovation. We've installed it's about a 5,000 square foot dance studio. So that included taking out the carpet, walls, raising the ceiling up, and then installing a huge dance floor, mm-hmm. And so that was one of the big projects. Another project was the gallery, which is about a 3,000 square foot gallery space, which is huge in Salt Lake City. That's been a major project, redoing the ceilings, redoing the floor. The two big projects we're working on now are finishing up our circus tent, which we put up, and we're just waiting to get the final permits and everything in place to be able to use that for the rest of the season for events and things like that. It's really fun. And then we have another building on the property that's called the Cube. And so it's the Cube at the Hub. And the Cube is going to be the performance space. So we're going to introduce a new black box theater type of venue to Salt Lake City. And we already have several plays and performances scheduled in there for later in the fall.
Speaking with Derek Dyer about the Urban Arts Festival and the new Arts Hub, which is at 633 West 1st South in Salt Lake City. And Kat Palmer is with us, the photographer. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. Let's go to the phones. Pete is joining us from Salt Lake City. Pete, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Great. I've been following the kind of the evolution of the Arts Hub and have been really impressed with the list of partners that the UAA has, especially their, as it relates to their emphasis on cultural diversity and promoting and providing services for underserved and economically disadvantaged people. I'm really curious if your guests could comment a little bit on that.
Okay, Pete, interesting question. Thanks for the call. Derek Dyer, diversity and how it fits into the mission of the Arts Hub.
Well, diversity has always been very important to me and the Utah Arts Alliance. We have an amazingly diverse group. To name some of the groups, just to give people an understanding of the types of different groups that are in there, we have Salt Lake Capoeira, one of our major partners. They're a Brazilian cultural organization, as well as Samba Fogo. We have People Productions, which is an African-American theater company. We have Human Rights Education Center, which deals with all sorts of diversity issues. We have Rhythms of Life that does a lot of educational programming in schools.
The Drum Circle.
The Drum Circle?
Yeah, we have the Drum Guys.
What is that, Kat?
Derek?
We actually have several drumming classes. We have a West African drummer, Quinn. And he's one of the world's top drummers, and he just got back from India doing some educational stuff there.
And we have the Drum Bus, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm, the Drum Bus.
What is that?
It's just basically he goes around and teaches his drumming to children.
Oh, the Drum Bus.
Bus. Mm-hmm. He has a bus. He has a couple beautiful buses where he takes them and teaches children and does these events for people and for children, and I just think it's mm-hmm. a great thing that he does.
Mm-hmm. So. We have a lot of youth programming, too. Kat is also starting a new program through the Arts Alliance. I'll let her talk about that. But we have we do a lot of programmings, like the caller said, that especially target underserved, at-risk youth, and through visual arts, music, dance, things like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Kat, tell us about this new youth program.
It's a baby of mine and Michael Christensen's. We've been working on a youth arts program, and I saw a need for there to be arts being taught to the youth without the youth having to pay for it, because I just think, you know, if parents have a choice between paying their bills and, you know, sending their kids to extracurricular art classes, they're going to choose paying their bills. And so we've teamed up with several high schools within the area, and we'll be teaching it there at the Hub. We have teachers that are lined up, or it's going to start this fall, and it's for kids ages 12 to 18. And we recently did not get the grants that we were hoping for, so we're now reaching out to have private funding and sponsorships for this program. So
it sounds like there's a lot that you have on your docket. How do you see the Arts Hub sort of fitting in to the larger art scene here in Utah? Because there are a lot of artists here. How does this kind of fit into the big picture?
Well, I think we're just a small piece of the larger picture of, you know, Salt Lake City art scene. We have an amazing scene here with Art Space, all the many different amazing galleries, and the other artist studio spaces. I think we complement the rest of the art scene really well. I think we're building onto it. I think we're probably, I feel like from what I've gathered from people, we're changing the landscape a little bit of the art scene in Salt Lake. This is such a major project, and being right downtown Salt Lake City, it's a major development for the art scene, and which is really a benefit to all of the artists, whether they take part in the Arts Hub or not. It's a benefit to them to just be able to have more opportunity, more space, and just more art in the city.
We've only got about a minute left, but this is just the second annual Urban Arts Festival. The Arts Hub just opened last month. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this going? You know, 5 years down the road, where do you see the Arts Hub and the Urban Arts Festival sort of developing?
Okay. Well, our goal from day one, 10 years ago, when we founded the Utah Arts Alliance, was to have an Arts Hub similar type of center throughout the state. And so eventually, we'd like to, our next goal in the next couple of years is to possibly do an Arts Hub St. George. So that's kind of the idea with that. I think we would also like to open a second location in downtown Salt Lake City. We have a gallery and recording studio on Main Street that we may need to move out of with the theater project coming up, and we'd like to relocate that into a bigger facility. I foresee the Urban Arts Festival becoming, in the next 5 years, one of the biggest festivals we have in Salt Lake.
That's Derek Dyer. You heard it here first. He's executive director of the Utah Arts Alliance and co-organizer of the Urban Arts Festival, which will be held next Saturday, June 9th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Salt Lake City Arts Hub. And there's more information on our website, kcpw.org. Derek Dyer, Kat Palmer, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Coming up tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.